Meeting to order at 7:03 p.m. Please rise for an invocation led by Mr. Flowers, followed by a flag salute led by Ms. Miranda Jimenez.
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you for this day, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for just, Lord God, just put us in our right mind. We ask you, Lord, continue to bless this board, Lord God. We ask you to use us, Lord God, and guide us and direct us in the way in which you want us to lead and to go. Lord God, we pray for the superintendent and staff, for the principals and the teachers, and Lord God, and our students, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to keep your heads around about them, Lord God. Use them and guide them, direct them, Lord God. Take their hand and lead them down the path of righteousness. And Lord God, we thank you for this boy, for Cammie, and for Daniel, Lord God, and for myself, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Evidently, Lord God, you saw something in us, and you want to continue, actually, to use us for your glory. We ask this in Christ's name, amen.
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 Please join me in the flag salute, right hand over the heart. Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Shoemaker?
Here.
Ms. Sola?
Here.
Ms. Jimenez?
Here.
Mr. Flowers?
Here.
Mr. Manatic?
Present.
Harris?
Here.
Dr.
Here.
Okay. Report of action taken in closed session. We did not take action in closed session, but we do have a matter to vote on now. In accordance with Education Code Section 48918, Subsection J, the board will take final action in open session on the expulsion matters described in Item A of the closed session agenda. With regard to the recommendation to expel student number 189045 for violation of Education Code Section 48900 subsection BM and 48915 subsection A1B, is there a motion?
I'll move.
I'll second.
It's been moved by Ms. Polis, seconded by Mr. Flowers. Any objection? Motion carries 5-0. Okay. Dr. Hinman. Presentations.
Thank you, President Shoemaker. You know, it's so important to set high goals and high standards, and the Board of Education did that in your Board of Education goals for the 2015-2016 school year, but it's also as important to celebrate success. And as we hit these marks and we reach these goals, we'll be coming to you hopefully often and doing celebrations when we meet success. Another important piece that the board shared with me when I first came on is how important community is to this board and how important it is that the community see us as a working factor within the community. And one of your goals was to increase the amount of PTA participation in our schools by 10%. As I was able to share last board meeting when we celebrated California, we've actually exceeded that goal to we now have participation at an improvement of 36% at our schools. District-wide, phenomenal. Tonight we want to recognize all the schools that have met that 10% mark or higher. We're going to ask the principal to come up, and if your PTA representative is here, I'll have you introduce them. Then we're going to do a quick President Shoemaker. We'll have our hats on so we can get it posted on the website and really show everyone how proud we are of the great work you've done in meeting that goal. So, Ms. Knutson.
Thank you, Dr. Hinman. Madam President, members of the board, Dr. Hinman, members of cabinet, how can you say that with a straight face? I'm excited to be here tonight. It's been an honor. I'm about on my sixth week, and I can tell you it's evident on how hard these site administrators work, no matter what goal is set for them. And so tonight I'd like to honor each one of them separately. And again, if your PTA president is here, if you could come up and also introduce them as well. So I'd like to start with Edgewood High School. Ronnie, if you could come forward. And Ronnie has exceeded their goal and has achieved 12%.
Oh, no, she blocked me. see my hat. My hat?
Oh, boy.
Oh. From Hollencrest, Hector, if you could come forward, that would be great. They exceeded their score by 16%. Thank you. Vine Elementary. Gloria. Congratulations. You've exceeded your goal and are at 26%. Edgewood Middle School. Ronnie, you're up again, and Edgewood Middle School is at 29%. Walnut Grove, Rich, also at 29%. California Elementary, Lori, 43%. Gross.
Good evening, President Shoemaker, board members, Dr. Hinman, cabinet, and community. I'd like to introduce my PTA president, Manal Alassani, and so thank you to her for helping us reach that goal.
Merlinda Elementary. Sonia, come on forward. And Merlinda Elementary is at 44%. Cameron Elementary, Ginger, wait, good job. They are at 49%. Monta Vista Elementary, Lily, you're at 55%.
Yes, go for it.
Merced Elementary has achieved 100% growth this year. Yay! Nice job, Gordon.
President Shoemaker, Board, Superintendent, Cabinet, and Community, I'd like to introduce our PTA President, Blanca Reynoso, and her children. Marlene is a second grader. Come on up, Marlene. And Crystal, who's a Merced alumni. So come on in. I'll let them make the decision concerning the hats.
You are the hat.
Here it is, right here.
And last but most certainly not least, Orangewood Elementary, who surpassed even 100% and is at 102% in their PTA membership. Big round of applause. Way to go, Janet. Come on up.
Right.
But
that's right.
Exactly.
Of course I do. Right? Wouldn't be the same. There you go. That's great. Nice.
Well done.
Okay, now we have a presentation of the WCHS robotics team. Dr. Hinman?
Thank you, President Shoemaker. Again, on another note, you know, the board is always looking for school and career in college, and career is a big piece. And through career, we don't set college aside, but we give options to students, and we let them experience pathways. And this has been a big challenge of yours, and we have a lot of growth to do in that area, justifiably so. But there's one program that has risen above and has done excellent work, not only in teaching their students skills of engineering, but also in the competitive world, so much so that they've become elite at this program. And to introduce it, I'll turn it again over to Program Responsibility, Ms. Denise Knudsen.
Thank you. Madam President, members of the board, Superintendent Hinman, Cabinet, wonderful audience. I'd like to introduce Mark Trevatori, the principal at West Covina High School. He's here with the team, and they're going to demonstrate some of the wonderful things that they took to the competition. So let's give him a big round of applause.
Thank you, Board of Education, for this opportunity. Dr. Hinman, of course, Cabinet, and this audience, thank you for that warm welcome. As Dr. Hinman had said, this program is elite. That's an understatement. It's one of the signature programs that we have. It's known throughout the community, throughout the county, the state, and throughout the West Coast. As Ms. Tam will explain to all of you, we competed in multiple schools from different states. We're vying for this championship, and we won it. Like Dr. Hinman had said, this fits into what we're trying to do with STEM and next generation science standards and things like that. There's critical thinking, creativity, all those things all wrapped into one. We're so very proud of our students and the commitment they make tirelessly, and of course our parents for supporting it. So without further ado, Mrs. Tam, maybe you can articulate some of the details related to this latest competition and the award we earned.
Hi, good evening. So the students had 45 days to build the robot. The robot is built to complete a certain task depending on the game that year. So this particular year was Recycle Rush. So students had to stack the totes on top of each other in an arena and put it on a platform for points. We competed with three other teams to make up an alliance, and we just move up along there. For Chessy Champ, we competed in San Jose. So me with four other parents and volunteers and 19 students went all the way to San Jose to compete. We were there for 3 days. It was a very intensive competition, very little sleep, but it was worth the time and worth every second of it. So we have a little demonstration we want to show you. Where do you guys want to do that? Right here? Can you put it right there? Then we have to move these chairs. Can you have this row move back, and then we'll just scoot. So just a little more about it. Students built the whole robot from the manufacturing, the milling, the lathe, from the CADing, which is a 3D imaging, before we even build it, to the electrical, to the programming to make it move wirelessly. Everything is built by the students. It's not a kit. You know, you don't just buy it and put it together like a Lego. Students chose what they wanted to design it and however they want to do it. So.
Who's driving that puppy?
Now, as a fundraiser, $99.95, the student store, we are selling.
That's right.
Hello, everybody. My name is Cassidy Hing. I'm the public relations for this year's Team 968. So in addition to our Mark 14 competition, we also do have an event that we host every annually at our school. It's called Rookie Training Day. Rookie Training Day are for our children in grade levels from 4th grader to 8th graders. We want to inspire the students to come over to our robotics event that day to learn more about the aspects about engineering, about marketing, about mechanical. Right now, there are a lot of students that want to be in the business majoring program. However, since they're still at a young age, we want to try to give them a more feel of what robotics is, what it's like to be in the engineering field. That way, when they are older, after it, they're able to think that, oh, I was a part of the robotics team, and also I was a part of this event about doing all of these fun activities. That's why when they are able to go to college, maybe they can consider actually majoring in the mechanical, the engineering, and marketing program. Along with that, with our rookie training day, we are also going to be participating in the Covina Christmas Parade. The Covina Christmas Parade will be on December 5th from 6:30 to 9:30. Hopefully, all of you guys are able to make it to see our robots. We will be having some robots from the past years, also our recent robot, which is this robot, Mark 14. And also just we're going to display it, walk it around the Christmas Parade, and just have fun with it as well. Make it very Christmassy. And also along with that, we also participated in another event this past week called Barnes & Noble Minis Maker. At the Barnes & Noble's Mini Makers, we were able to display our robot Mark 14 as well, and also Thumper. It was our last year's robot, our 2014 robot, and we just wanted to show the kids at Barnes & Noble that there's something new out there in the world. Like the technology right now is getting like worldwide, and also the technology that we use in robotics, that is also getting worldwide as well. So we just want to have students be more inspired in the robotics field.
So we're going to all you guys gather into the well. I would like to do a big group picture here, and we want to get that up on our webpage so we can brag more about you to the community.
Let's go ahead and take a 5-minute break.